everyone. You're listening to an ATS podcast starring the token crazy Australian, Nurky. Come to AboveTopSecret.com for the best in conspiracy theories, disinformation debunking attempts, critical analyses, and big bad hammers. That website is www.AboveTopSecret.com. And don't forget our motto, deny ignorance.
Infinite global consciousness.
G'day, this is Nurky with an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast, continuing my earlier pod thread on survivalism that I started a couple of months ago, now adding some commodities and post-apocalyptic items that may be of use in trading for other items that you may need. Other than food and ammunition, there will be many different categories of items that you might want to hoard that you could use to trade in the future. Most of this I've learnt from watching television and movies relating to post-apocalyptic scenarios, and none of it's actually been tested before. I've found four different categories. There'll be other ones out there, but the main ones that I can think of at the moment are luxury items that people won't be able to get used to not having, stuff that won't be easily produced, items that are scarce and hard to find in the shops that haven't been raided yet, and items that are important to survival. Now, the first item on the list is ammunition. There's no point having guns and weapons if you haven't got ammunition to put into them. And since there won't be any factories for producing ammunition, then this will be pretty easy. Actually, for most of this stuff, there won't be factories for reproducing, so I won't need to say that for any of them, will I? The next one on the list is weapons, including rifles, swords, knives, rocket-propelled grenade launchers, handguns, grenades, etc. You can use these to defend yourself, so they'll be of significant value, especially when you need to go out and raid the stores in a small group. The next item on the list, which is probably the most important next to food and weapons, is tools. I'll go into a few different tools later on in the list, but tools would be one of the three most important things you need. And because of that, they'll be very useful in trading. Our next item on the list is fuel, including car fuel, unleaded petrol, etc., diesel, butane gas bottles for making gas fires and stuff like that. Our next item on the list is a gas burner cooker. It's not exactly very practical, but while there's still a short supply of gas in the system, some people might still be needing a gas burner cooker. Our next item on the list is equipment to cook food using a log fire. In scarcity of gas and gas burner cookers, just use this. In Australia, we have what's called damper, which is just a really basic sour bread, and you use a small little tinny and a little wire frame to hold the thing up, or even a couple of sticks that you keep out of the frame, and you just keep that above the fire. And that's all the equipment you need, and maybe a spoon to stir it, and that's about it. You'll need equipment to make a log fire, like axe, a flint, which is the thing that you use to make sparks, and maybe a small spade to dig a hole to put the wood into in case the wind's going to blow the fire out. The next equipment on the list, which is probably the fourth most important, is fresh, clean water. In scarcity of a proper plumbing system, water is going to be nearly impossible to find. Cigarettes falls under the category of luxury items, though a lot of people would be still smoking because they can't get rid of that habit. So if you can corner the market on cigarettes, you're going to be loaded. Next item on the list, which is probably the most important, is tinned food. Tinned food lasts longer than non-preserved food. Like, you'll see crappy old tins that are 20 years old, you open them up, they might smell a bit off, but they're still edible. And they're a great source of protein and other salts and stuff in your diet that you need. And next important thing on the list is a tin opener. There's no point having hundreds of tins of tinned food if you're going to try and open them with your knife. Next item on the list is freeze-dried food, like two-minute noodles and, you know, freeze-dried apricots or fruit, veggies. Beef jerky might fall under this category, stuff like that. Our next item on the list is salts, herbs and spices to both improve the food's flavour and to help preserve it. If you're not an Eskimo and live in Siberia or something like that, then you probably won't have access to permafrost. So you'll have to use salt, and preservation methods of salting and smoking food to be able to preserve it, and you'll need those spices to improve the flavour, because salted and smoked food would taste like crap on its own. Next item on the list is bottles that can hold water. There's no point having all that water if you're not going to have anything to hold it in. And it's going to be pretty rare to actually find a bottle that hasn't been destroyed or contaminated. Next item on the list, which is one of the most important, is water purification equipment. When stuck out in the middle of the bush, you'll definitely be needing something to filter water that you find in ponds and to kill bacteria and other small critters that might be living in there. Nobody likes Red Nile River fever. So you have to filter all the water around you to make sure that there's not going to be any mozzies and stuff living in it. Next item on the list is communications equipment. When setting up base camp for different towns, you will definitely be needing equipment in order to communicate between the base camps and the people going out on gathering trips. And might even be good for intercepting government and other group signals. Our next item on the list is lighting equipment, including candles, torches, matches, cigarette lighters, glow sticks, and flares, etc. There's nothing worse than being stuck out in the middle of a cliff and you don't know where you've got to step. Next item on the list is batteries. There's no point in having communications equipment with no batteries. Next item on the list is hand-driven battery chargers. There's no point in having all those batteries if you can't charge the damn things. And since we don't have an AC power network set up anymore after the war, or whatever's going to be causing the extinction level event, you're going to have to figure out how to charge your own batteries, either using ionized water or a hand-driven system to charge the batteries. Next item on the list is a diesel generator. This will give you your AC connection, but unfortunately they don't last very long on a pissant amount of diesel, which will be very hard to find. Next item on the list is motorbike parts and things to increase the RON of the motorbike fuel, which is higher than that for regular cars. Motorbikes will be a more practical option for transport than cars. They use up a hell of a lot less fuel, are more agile and can easily get away from other people in different vehicles, and they're more easily hidden, so if you need to raid a town and you need to do it silently, turn your motorbike off half a K away from the city, walk it into the city, or hide it somewhere in the bushes and no one will spot you. Whereas if you're in, like, a Humvee, someone's easily going to spot you from a mile away. Next item on the list is truck and car parts, such as filters, distributors, fuses, etc. You'll still be needing trucks and cars for major transport hauls, even for transporting, like, sick and injured people to what's left of a hospital and stuff like that, or just for transporting all your goodies that you've stolen. Next item on the list is tins or bottles of compressed air, carbon dioxide, oxygen, nitrous oxide, etc. Next item on the list is probably one of the most important, next to tinned food, is fishing equipment and other food to help you gather your own food, such as rods, fishing wire, lures, nets, harpoons, etc. And for hunting, you know, knives, spears, blah, blah, blah. Our next item on the list falls under the luxury items category, coffee and tea. People are going to go crazy without a bit of coffee after a couple of years, so, you know, some people are going to want it, and it will be worth a hell of a lot. Alcohol also falls under this category. Next item on the list, which is one of the most important for being needed, and will probably be very scarce in the future, is medicinal supplies, such as gauze, scalpels and other tools, antibacterial soaps, stuff like that, and scrubs even. next item on the list is topographical maps. There's nothing more important than knowing the local layout of the area that you're camping in. For example, you might not know what's on the other side of a hill, and there could be some raiders camping there. So you'll need to know where raiders would be hiding and where would be a good spot for you to hide, for example, caves and cave networks. Next item on the list is cutlery. No point having all this food if you can't chop it up, right? Next item on the list, which also falls under luxury items that people won't be able to get used to not having, is chocolate, biscuits, chips, and other crappy snacks. I personally won't be missing any of this shit, but some people might, and chocolate is easily stored and will probably be worth a fair bit in the future. The next item on the list is vitamin pills. Some people can't live without their vitamins, and eventually once they stop being produced, then they're going to be worth a hell of a lot. That also might fall under the medicinal supplies category, but I mean other vitamins such as the B complex and stuff to replace vitamin C deficiencies that may be of some use. Next item on the list are blade and knife sharpeners. There's no point in having all these swords and daggers and stuff if you're not going to have anything to sharpen them with. Next item on the list is scissors. You can use these to cut twine and to cut into the food that you're eating if you need to pre-prepare it for cooking, etc. Next item on the list is hemp seeds. For medicinal purposes, as well as for making hemp, which has hundreds of different uses. Next item on the list is twine or string. No point in having all these bags full of stuff if you can't tie them up. And you can also use the twine and string to help make traps, so that you can either trap raiders, or trap people trying to steal your stuff, or just trap animals for food. Our next item on the list is soap and antibacterial liquids. The last thing you want is an infection and for your whole leg to go gangrenous and no one else to be able to cut it off for you. You don't really want to have to do that yourself either. So it's good to be able to keep clean and to clean out wounds when needed. The next item on the list is aluminium foil, plastic bags, rubber bands, and glad wrap. We might think that they're rather useless, however, you can keep a lot of meat and stuff fresh in aluminium foil and keep it in a cool river. Plastic bags can be used to hold the meat that's in the aluminium foil so that bugs can't get to it. Rubber bands can be used to seal the bag, and glad wrap can be used to seal the final entrance. Ziploc bags can replace all of the previous lot. However, they will be very hard to reproduce as they are usually made out of plastic. So they will have a lot of value in the future. Next item on the list is thermal blankets. You don't want to be stuck out in the cold in the middle of nowhere and just have a whole bunch of jumpers to keep you warm. Thermal blankets have linings that will reflect the heat back into the blanket so that it won't escape through the blanket, or it can be turned inside out to keep the heat out while you're trying to sleep in the warm weather. Next item on the list is clean underwear, something everybody takes for granted, but it will be very hard to find in the future, especially clean underwear without holes in it. Without having adequate sources of clean underwear, everyone's eventually going to run out and start wearing their old underwear out. So not too many people are going to like having to steal underwear from dead bodies and cleaning it. So if you can be one of the people that supplies clean underwear, then you'll be in the market for a lot of money. Or a lot of tradability. Or bartering. Next item on the list is shoe repair kits. There'd be nothing more annoying than travelling thousands of kilometres across the planet to get to decent water supplies and being stuck in the middle of the desert with a hole in your friggin' shoe. Next item on the list, along the same line, is a hand sewing kit for sewing holes and patches into your clothes. Sewing patches to cover holes in your clothes. Next item on the list from that is a tire repair kit. If you have a bike, or there's not really much point trying to repair a tire, or you can have a larger tire repair kit, but they're really hard to work for cars, so a spare tire would be of use there. But for push bikes, they have inner tubes inside the tyres, so you can use a tyre repair kit to fix the inner tube. They're only a temporary solution though, and they bust after a couple of hours of being used. Last item on the list, the category of books. Not exactly a necessity, but they may be of some use to some people that need it. For example, Bibles, technical manuals, roadmaps, atlases, and bilingual dictionaries in case you're stuck in a place other than Australia. Because in Australia, we all pretty much speak the same damn language. If you're, say, in Europe and you can't speak the neighbouring nation's languages, then you're going to be up shit creek without a paddle. Well, this is Nurky with another podcast in Survivalism 101 thread, adding a list of items that you could use after an extinction level event that could be used for trading and bartering, and stuff that you should probably hoard before that happens. Well, this is Nurky signing out from an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast.